Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon. That means it's time for Cars on the Move, where Ty is live from the Transport parking lot, and we're going to talk about connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. It's a big part of the ecosystem, and it's very important, and I know it's cold, so we're going to get to Ty real quick, but before I do, I just want to say this. Do me a favor. We're going to be live for the next 30 minutes. You see that share button below the YouTube video? Click the share button. While you're there, click the like button. And then copy that link. Text it. Email it. Share it on social media. Say you want to talk about growing your auto transport business. They're going to do that live on Auto Transport Intel. Also, feel free to go to autotransportintel.com. Click on sign up. We just had a great monthly roundtable. We're going to talk about that too. But without further ado, oh, and please do say hello in the live chat. We want to hear from you and answer questions. But we're live with Ty. Ty, what's going on, man?
Not a lot. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm good. Inside. How is it outside, dude?
Probably around 45, little rain. Wind's not too bad, so it's okay. But as you can see behind me, even with the cold, even with the kind of the rain, you can see people are still moving cars. That's what we do in the car hauling world is we move cars. There's no real break. And you mentioned something about the roundtable. This week was a really big week for us, Jay. Here's why. The roundtable, I'll talk about it in just a second. But the roundtable was really amazing. That was Monday night. Tuesday just happened to be my birthday. I turned 50. So I'm really excited about being 50 now. And the reason is because I read a lot of books that say when you get 50, you ought to be able to do something. Like you might have learned something between now and or then and now. So anyway, I'm real excited about that. Then Tuesday night, okay, so Monday roundtable, Tuesday Ty's birthday. Tuesday night, we've got probably one of the most incredible shows I think I've seen. I mean, I say that every week, but it just seems like, Jay, you're doing an amazing job building these shows and putting these people together and to see and to hear these groups. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having us. Thank you for transparency. I mean, really powerful stuff. So what you see Jay doing there on the show on Tuesday night, I was trying to get Ken with SYR. He's in actually Iowa today. We couldn't connect. He's getting a combine. I want to hear that story. But Ken, SRY, repo guy, super nice and willing to talk to us, show us kind of what Jay talks about on Tuesday night. I'm trying to bring that to here's on the ground. Here's the transport parking lot. So Thursday's show, Dispatching Live with Sue, I caught you guys talking about some things that I thought, man, that's pretty amazing. And I think if I had to get in and out of the car, I was busy all day, but I tried to catch as much as I could. I think I heard the loads are down. Is that kind of what I heard, Jay? I think so. So today I'm at the auction. Yesterday was the sale. I don't have specific numbers, but here's the general consistency. The numbers were down. The sale, remember the percentages, Ty's always talking about if there's 1,000 cars in the sale and you have a 75% sale, that's 750 cars that need to go somewhere and somebody's got to do that job. Okay, the numbers at the sale that I'm standing at today were down. So one of the things I heard you talk about Thursday, Dispatching Live, while asking Sue about the loads, is how are the loads? They're down. Hold on, it'll come back to me.
Right? I know. What? I do that, dude. I do that all the time. Well, it's probably you got distracted by the. I know you got distracted by the. Is it raining or what is?
Yeah, what's it's going? Raining.
It's raining. Yeah.
Yeah, and see these guys back here?
Yeah.
They're working. Well, check this out.
Yeah, let's check it out. I love it when you do that. Let's go check it out. Let's check out some trucks.
Yeah. This guy here just pulled in. I've never seen him before. I think he might be new. But anyway, before I get too far off, I want to talk about the roundtable real quick. Not so much that you need to join it. You have to join it. But really, what was good about it was I had two calls before the roundtable on Monday. And in those two calls, one was actually the inventory manager of a Toyota store in California, big town, like around the LA area. They got, I think he said, 16 rooftops. So he's the inventory manager at one Toyota store. They sell approximately 175 to 200 used cars a month. So what's Ty always telling everybody? What do I always ask? What do I always want to know? Where do you get your used car inventory? This guy's calling me to ask me about getting in the transport business, okay? Jay and I always have this conversation about dealerships getting in the transport business. This guy's calling me, selling 175 used cars a month, asking me about getting in the transport business. You guys hear that?
I heard it. Well, you know, I just made a note. I want to say something. Here's what's so interesting, man, is that, and you know this because we get comments and questions, and I think the two biggest topics that I see carriers asking about are dispatchers and equipment. Okay? I need a dispatcher, and what equipment should I get? And I don't see regular questions about dealers. Here's what's so interesting. Actually, I got Used Car Week over here on my laptop. I'm watching it right now. Do you know who was just talking? Was Tim Skatellis from Max Digital. He was on the show a few weeks ago on Auto Transport Intel, which was an amazing conversation. And you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dealers are talking about sourcing inventory problems and how to solve those problems. They're not talking about what truck and trailer a guy drives. They're not talking about load boards. They're not talking about dispatcher. They're talking about inventory. They're competing. You know what they talk about constantly? They're obsessed with Carvana. They're trying to figure out how to compete with Carvana. And there are companies that are working to service dealerships at a grand level with over the road, final mile, etc. Okay? That's what we keep talking about. I know it doesn't make sense, and it's got to be boring because it's not getting the attention. But we're talking about if you want to grow in this business, find out what the dealers and the online car buyers are talking about. I'm obsessed with that, even if it does cost me views.
Doesn't cost you views because here's the thing. Yeah. I'm a fleet guy, right? I like big trucks. I like Stingers. I like to move volume. Okay, and you and I, we always talk about this. I'm the guy in the back rolling around the transport parking lot. You're the guy in the front delivering cars, picking cars up, short, super short, right? How to make that happen. Here's where it comes together. So talking to this guy Tuesday, which, by the way, he got a hold of us, me, through you, through your show. Okay, that should tell you something about how much on point Jay is, Ty is, Sue is. I mean, you can look at this ATI and you can clearly see we're connecting the dealer, the carrier, the auction. We're connecting. So as I'm talking to this guy, I'm saying, okay, fine. One of the things that I always say is, where do you get your used car inventory? Okay, and I've said for 20 years the answer is obvious. It's the auction. Okay, so which auction? That's different. That's not the answer. This guy told me, and I literally 15 minutes. I kept hammering. I'm like, there's no way what you're telling me is true. Yeah, it's true. They don't go to an auction. They don't even buy at the online auctions. They're getting all of their inventory from social media and local. That's where they're getting their used 175, 200 used cars a month. Okay, if I'm a carrier and I'm a fleet guy, like I'm always yapping about, that's California, right? That's like another world compared to where I live, Midwest. But it's happening. It's time to pay attention. Then we got a guy like Sky last name?
Sky Hallman.
Sky Hallman. You know, I put a post on LinkedIn. I want to know where the used car inventory manager's getting his used car inventory. Does he physically go to the auction? Does he buy online? Does he use social media? Sky out in California, the other two in California are all saying, dude, we don't go to auctions anymore.
And Sky is a new gang member at Auto Transport Intel. He is on fire for what we're doing. It's awesome. Yeah. We picked up Sky. We picked up Paul. It's like
Paul Meyer.
Did you see? Hey, Black Book made the news today with another. They've got another partnership. I'll be talking about that Tuesday as well. But I want to say something. This goes into the roundtable and the guy you were talking about. The sourcing of inventory. There's a lot. You know, the physical auctions must have known that this trend was coming because, yeah, how long have we been hearing that the physical auctions don't want to run cars through lanes anymore, the larger auctions? They knew something was coming, and then COVID was the 1-2 punch, right? And with the digital auctions, and then Paul is obsessed with this. He's right about it, too. The inventory is in people's driveways. Now, you say that in Auto Transport, and they're like, click. You did not say Peterbilt. I'm bored. There's nothing here. Well, I don't know what it's going to take, but we have to figure out how to work with the dealer, because the dealer is starting to listen.
Well, and that's where I'm ultimately going with this is, and it, this thing I do say and I do believe is still true, which is, if you want to be in this business, if you want to be a one truck truck, if you want to be a big fleet guy, I don't care what you want to be, you're gonna have to physically or get on the phone, but you're gonna have to talk to the car dealer where you live to find out what they're doing. Right now, keep in mind, you just mentioned it, Jay. I think I've been saying this for a while too. Carvana's setting the standard. People are paying attention. You're watching a big used car week, and that's all they talk about is Carvana. Okay, so if dealers are going to look at Carvana and think you're doing something different, well, where's Carvana getting their used car inventory, right? I mean, I know they're going to auctions, but how are they getting it back home?
Well,
they're using their own trucks.
Carvana is now running ads to tell consumers, yeah, you can sell us your car from your driveway, get a quick quote, sell us your car, we'll come pick it up. And by the way, the proof in this stuff is, we're not going to mention names or companies, but you told me recently that somebody we've been talking to has been approached to sell their business. What's up with that?
Yeah, somebody came up.
He doesn't follow any of the rules of traditional auto transport, as far as I know. Right?
Yeah. I don't know all the details, but yeah, one of our guys called me yesterday and said, hey, I got a phone call from so-and-so. They want to buy my business. What do you think? I said, well, if you can make money, go for it. All right? Serial entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, we're definitely, if you got time after this, you and I need to talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it, but I wanted to mention, I mean, if you've stumbled upon this video and you're thinking, God, these guys are nuts. I'm telling you, it may sound nuts. I'm sure that every entrepreneur from Jeff Bezos to Elon Musk, people told them they were nuts. Well, they're at the top of the heap now. It's a long-term game. You've got to follow where things are going. You're not going to get rich staring at the load board all day. You might stay loaded and it'll help you fill spots, but that's not how you're going to grow your business. And I'm sorry to say it. I mean, I apologize. Hey, by the way, Victory Lap, to reinforce this, Devin, Victory Lap Transport, says he's been talking to car dealerships in the area. He's got two on the hook. Thanks, Ty. Look at that. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so what I always go back to, hey, go talk to the car dealer. Car dealer, if you do it right, you make that relationship. And this is what I don't know. And this is what honestly kind of spooks me out a little bit. You talk to a guy like Sky, who used to go to auctions, who doesn't go to auctions. Sky, where are you getting your cars? Kind of everywhere. How fast are you getting them home? Okay. So that's going to be the trick part. So if we can make that relationship with the dealer, whether that's go to their place, meet them at an auction, find them at the ballpark, wherever you can meet the car dealer, and have that conversation. How can I serve you? How can I serve you? We're a service business, right?
Hey, and by the way, we've got, you know, another thing we always talk about, networking, connecting, not just connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers, but carrier to carrier, using social media. This is social media. We're not standing in the same location at a truck stop. We're using social media, and here in the live chat, Devin at Victory Lap Transport and Fritz Duval are right now talking about, hey, where are you? I'm in Northern Virginia. I'm in Maryland. You know, like, that's what we're talking about. And that is another thing that's going to become bigger, because as everything becomes digital auctions, online car buying, software-based communication and networking, and, you know, we all know that we're throwing out the paper, we're using our mobile app and TMS. I was talking yesterday on Dispatching Live how if you could tell a broker, listen, you don't know me, I'm new, but I know your I know the technology you use to pick up and deliver, they're going to listen. They're going to be like, really? Well, what's your insurance like? Okay, because you got their attention. Do you use the mobile app and TMS systems that the brokers, dealers, shippers want you to use? You're going to get their attention. You're going to leapfrog in front of the line. It's just an idea, and I think it's true. You keep staring back there. What's going on?
I'm waiting.
Is he
for
just
the,
loading? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, he's
you
got to
find the right time.
Yeah,
right?
I'm liable. I want to talk to these guys because I've never seen them in this transport parking lot. So well, I want to figure out who they are, what they're doing.
And that's funny. You know transporters. Isn't that funny? Like you
well,
know.
I was thinking on the way in. That's a good point.
Awesome.
Here's what's cool. The auction, okay, this is where it comes into a lane, right? So you've heard me talk about this credentialing system for carriers. Okay, if you come to this auction and you talk to the people that work here, that check cars in, that check cars out, the people that really do the work, they know the carrier. Why? Because it's the same carrier every week, every month, every year, right? When a new guy comes in, who are you? What are you doing here? They know. I mean, okay, look behind me here, right here, watch. Whoops, this way. Come on, this way. Come back. Go. Okay, there we go. What in the world? Here. Okay,
maybe,
yeah, these people.
Oh, maybe when it gets cold. Okay, yeah, those guys there in the auction.
Yeah, the check-in, the check-out, Pierce, yeah. all my friends, right? They know, I don't know these guys. I mean, they know this is somebody I haven't met before. So my point is when you build a lane, right? When you own your business and you go to this auction, you go to that auction, that's where you go. That's what you do. Now we know, okay, there's credential. Okay, it's Ty. He's all right. Hey, I mean, I don't like to say this publicly, but do you know how many cars I've gotten out of an auction without a gate pass just because I know somebody? I know you're not supposed to do that or say that, but it emphasizes the importance of relationships. That's my point.
Well, there's no doubt, and I know, and that's the thing is, I mean, as I said on Dispatching Live, sometimes I'm Captain Obvious. So Captain Obvious here, there's no doubt, you know, when we know somebody, we know them. Actually, I think that was the whole idea behind a notary public. You could say, I know this guy, and I know this guy, so we're good to go. You know, but it's true, is that when nobody knows you, and you're trying to get somewhere, it takes much longer.
Yeah.
So how can we use technology to help that process?
Right. You know, and we were talking, you mentioned Central Dispatch. I've never been a Central Dispatch fan, but today I am. And the reason I am is because you can use that as a social media tool to set a parameter. I live here and I'm only going to go this far, right? So you can do that. And start building relationships off of guys that may not want to talk to you unless, oh, guess what? You're bringing my car? Yeah, I want to talk to you now. Oh, turns out our kids played on the same ball team. Turns out our kids went to the same school. Whatever it is, again, I always emphasize dealers are heavily invested in the local community. I promise that's true. I don't think that's going to change. How we meet these guys is maybe changing. But I know one thing for sure. If you get a car and it's coming to them, they want to talk to you. Okay?
Well, and you were just saying dealers and involved in the community. I just heard it mentioned, and I think I've heard this. Yeah, dude, 30 minutes is a long show when you're outside. Thank you for what you do, man. It is cool to see the carriers in the back of the shot. Is that I heard a dealer talk about, hey, guys, remember, you have dealership row. Your customers, when they go online and they look for cars, they can actually come in your dealership and drive a car. That's actually a weakness that Carvana is good at pushing aside. Can you test drive a Carvana car? I'm sure there's an answer to that. And I know we're far afield from auto transport. Let's do this. Let's get back into auto transport. Hey, do you know who's going to be on January 5th?
Oh, Joe?
Joe and Midwestern Car Carriers. You did it, man. You did it. Last Friday, you brought Midwestern Car Carriers on the show. That was an amazing show. You're in their transport parking lot. I got to make a video edit out of that because that was a great show. Well, I was able to talk to Joe, and dude, Ed and Randy are excited to come on the show. We're going to have a Midwestern Car Carriers party on Tuesday night, January 5th, the first Tuesday night in 2021. That's how we're going to kick off 2021. Isn't that amazing?
Dude, that is cool. And after the show Friday, I got to spend a little time talking to Joe. This guy's background is incredible. I mean, this dude is plugged in. He knows a lot of stuff. Of course, I know Randy. Randy knows a lot of stuff, too. I've got a lot of respect for everybody over there. But I'm telling you, when we get these guys on, see, I've said for years, the used car market, the new car sales is an indicator for the used car market, right? So if things are going okay in the new cars, things are going pretty good in the used cars. Well, what's happening right now? We don't want to get ahead of the show, but I do want to say these OEM guys, if we listen to them, they will give us a lot of clues into what we do used cars. I'm a used car guy. I'm not a POV guy. I'm not an enclosed guy. But as a whole, used cars are where I stay. Well, so it's fun to talk about this and have him on. Really great guy. Really dude, enjoyed talking to him.
And they're hauling new and used. And did you see, we did something different. On Dispatching Live, we're always doing something different, man. And we're 5 minutes and we're going to let you go. Are you okay out there?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's cold. I know.
No, I'm good. If I'm turning white, it's just because I don't have any.
Right? I know, right? And the thing is, I mean, the carriers know, man, this is part of it, right? You've been through it. I know you have. Whereas the dispatcher's like, I'm cold. Right? No, okay. All right. I'm kidding. Okay. Talk about new and used. We did something, speaking of Dispatching Live and getting crazy, we did something different on Dispatching Live yesterday. We were Googling automakers because we realized we were looking at Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama. There were several brokers posting there, and they usually have full loads for Stinger haulers. And you know what? I think that's a manufacturing plant of an automaker. And so we looked up the zip code and we Googled it, and it is. It's Hyundai. There's a Hyundai plant. And I tell you what, man, who's doing that? Who is looking to see where the automakers are based on the zip code and the cities? This is a new thing, man. We're honest. It's amazing. I'm really excited about sprinkling in that kind of information into a show about load boards and stuff. Times have changed, and I feel like, man, I really think I'm seeing more car haulers all the time. Hanson and Adkins, they've got a job fair today. They're doing more on social media. Virginia Transportation's got more on social media. United Road does a lot more social media. And I don't think I'm just seeing it, man. Car haulers are, this is happening.
Yeah, well, you know, Tuesday night, what was the lady that was the repo lady? I think in Texas.
Brianna Cox.
Okay, Brianna, there's a tail end. She said something, and I thought, man, that's she nailed it. She was thanking you for allowing her to come on to, you know, our platform and talk about the industry. And you could tell, not only was it really sincere, which we always appreciate, but check this out. Oh, one car home. Too. Anyway, she used the word transparency, right? And I don't know, I pay too much attention to what's going on in politics, and forgive me, but there's this integrity. You guys keep hearing integrity, keep hearing transparency. Okay, carriers, brokers, even dealers sometimes have problems with integrity and transparency, right? Which is really good for guys who want to be transparent and want to be, you know, have integrity, because what you're going to start seeing is and this is just my opinion, but I think you're going to start seeing companies stepping up and doing what they say they're going to do. See what I mean?
Well, that's right. And I, you know, and we hear these buzzwords, and by the way, while I talk, Fritz is asking if you'll go talk to that five car hauler. Is he,
yeah,
think he's
will.
Ready?
Yeah, I'll find the guy. I'll just get him out of his truck.
Just pull him out of his truck. We hear these buzzwords, and they're corporate boring buzzwords. Transparency, visibility, agility. But the problem is, there's a reason those are important words. Oh, awesome.
Oh, you're on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'll talk to you in a minute. We're doing YouTube car haulers.
Oh, yeah?
Are you a car hauler?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
Sorry. He's a car hauler.
Yeah.
He's on the phone right now. We'll get him in a minute.
Yeah.
Ask him some questions.
Yeah, I want to talk to him. Awesome.
You know, Thanks. Our buddy Zach's over here, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to him.
He's busy.
He's busy, too?
Yeah. But what these guys are here, the Mocan Grain Valley.
Okay.
I don't know them.
They're probably bringing one in from a dealership, right?
Huh?
You think they're bringing a trade-in in? I bet it's a trade-in from
a
dealership.
I'm going to go repo.
Repo? Okay. You got repo, I got dealer trade-in.
Yes, I'm Ty, the transport.
Ah, he got it.
What's your name?
Paul.
Listen, we do YouTube for car haulers.
Oh, hi there.
Hey.
Listen, Paul? Yep. I'm Ty. This is Jay. You know Ken, SYR?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I talked to him out here, too.
He does repo, too.
We had a big repo show on the other night. Who was it, Jay?
So we had Jordan from Clear Plan.
Okay. Yeah. We use Clear Plan for our business.
Dude, that's what he says, man. Everybody uses Clear Plan. And then Brianna in Texas from Asset Resolutions.
Okay.
So we're talking repo.
We're with Mocan Central Recovery here in the Kansas City Metro.
Cool. How's business?
It's doing a lot better. It's picked up, you know, since things have kind of lightened up. We've got back up. We've got about 300 open orders here in the Metro, and we work Missouri and Kansas both.
Yeah, cool. We had Black Book on.
They do data.
Anyway, got a lot of data. They said they're projecting maybe 1.92 million repos for 2021, like the first quarter. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
It's supposed to be a lot.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't want to hold you up. You're in a hurry. Go ahead. Show us the levers.
Yeah.
Look at that. Paul. Man, we got a lot of Pauls. What's your name?
Gary.
Gary and Paul. Mo Kim. Awesome. All right, I'll catch up with you before you leave if you don't care. What's your number or something? Yeah, I'll
That's awesome, man. Cool, Ty. Way cool, man. Hey, why don't you see if you can check in with those other guys real quick, and then we'll cut it off.
Yeah, you guys do that. I'll be right back. Zach's gone.
Ooh, hey, what's up, Antonio? New to ATI. Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Zach's going to get in his car. He's gone. I know him. Anyway, it'll be good. I'm ready to wrap it up.
All right, cool. Well, if we can't, we can't talk to those other guys because they're on the phone and they're busy, which we know, man. That's part of the business.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Give it a shot. Just say hello, and if not, you know, it is what it is.
See if they're still on the phone or not. I don't know.
Yeah, he's
busy. Let me see this guy. I can't remember his name.
He's probably got a broker breathing down his neck this or guy. A client.
Good. How you been? Staying busy?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I forgot your name.
Mike.
Yeah. You're Phil's brother, right? Staying busy?
Well, trying to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you running these days?
Same.
Wichita, Oak City.
Wichita, Dallas.
Dallas.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Good.
Not much different.
Not much. You still staying kind of busy?
Well, yeah. For me, we're just me.
This is good. Good to see you, Mike. Yeah. Thank you. That's Mike. He's out of Wichita. Couldn't remember his name.
Awesome, man.
Ooh, I got some buddies I've been... You guys still on the phone? I'm freezing out here.
Hey.
You know Jay? You know Auto Transport Intel?
Yeah.
You do? Auto Transport Intel on YouTube? He knows
awesome.
About
he knows? Awesome, man.
Reginald Thorpe.
Reginald Thornton. Cool. Nice to meet you, man.
RJM Logistics. Is that right?
RJM Logistics. I'm going to put it in the live chat. RJM Logistics.
Houston. Out of Houston.
Out of Houston. Based out of Houston.
Yeah.
It's in the live chat. Everywhere. He's on the show.
He made the show.
That's awesome. Awesome, man.
Talk to you. Be careful.
All right, cool.
All right.
Very cool, man. That is awesome. You know, that's one of the things I love when you're in the transport parking lot. That's what's neat about Fridays. And somebody else said it in the live chat. It's Friday, so Ty must be in the lot. Well, Ty, listen, man, it's 12:30. That was really cool. We met somebody live that knows about the show. We had a new viewer in the live chat. It's cold outside, so I think it's, are we done?
Let me go get a card from Paul.
Ty's still working. That's the thing. I know, it's hard to turn it off.
It's what?
It's hard to turn it off. You can't stop networking.
Yeah, you just got to keep going.
You can't stop. It's like being at a trade show. You're like, what's up?
Hold on.
I know, man. I love trade shows.
All right. You got any last questions for Paul?
I don't have any questions, but we definitely need to stay connected.
Yeah, well,
and we are the only company in the Kansas City Metro that is in the American Recovery Association. And you can find us in that book.
You know what? Okay, I need an ARA contact.
ARA?
Yeah, that's us. He's got our card, and we are the only ARA company in the Kansas City Metro.
Dude, awesome. Because that's
ARA
a future.
American Recovery Association.
Yep. I want to talk to the ARA. I swear to God, I was Googling ARA like this week, trying to figure out who I could talk to. So.
Oh, yeah, my boss has been a member for over 30 years.
Okay, we'll call you. I'll have Jay call you.
Yeah, yeah. Let's put a show together. That's awesome.
I see you.
Man, awesome. Great job. That is super cool. No kidding. I was just looking at. So that's what I do. So I get on my research kicks. And I start trying to find people and companies that I want to talk to. But I couldn't figure out who to talk to at the ARA. So that is, wow. Pennies
from heaven. His boss will hook you up. Paul's boss.
That is super cool, man. And it was that repo show Tuesday night. That was super cool. And let's just finish off this coming Tuesday. We're going to have Misty from First Choice Auto Transport. She's a broker. She's going to be on the show. We're also going to have your friend, Robbie Oliphant.
Oh, yeah, I know Robbie, yeah.
He's on the show Tuesday night.
No way.
Yeah, I know. You should join. We'll have you join us. You could take the caboose spot. And we also have ClearPath coming on. Now, that's a technology. That's a mobile app and TMS. Tuesday night's going to be an awesome show. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
I know, man. It's so cool.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. Everybody's got my number. If you need anything, give me a call. Peace out.
Peace out. All right. Thanks
cold
so
out.
Much, man. Yeah. Peace out. Cold out. All right. Take care, Ty. We'll see you soon, buddy. All right. So that is it. Ty is signed out, and let him go. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in the live chat. This was a pretty fun show. I enjoyed it today. Also, do make
sure. Hey, it's Ty, transport guy.
Oh, I didn't mean to run that. But I could run it. But I'll tell you what, just do this. Go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up. You can get more information about Auto Transport Intel, ATI Insider. You want to talk to Ty? That's the best way to do it. Click on sign up on autotransportintel.com. Remember to say hello in the live chat every Tuesday night, and do tune in. I'm live 4 times a week. So next week, 4 times a week next week, Tuesday night's live at 8 o'clock Central. You got DOT compliance on Wednesday. And then starting in 2021, we're going to go live every week with that. Of course, dispatching live on Thursdays, cars on the move on Fridays. This is Auto Transport Intel, your car shipping business channel. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Stay safe, have a good weekend, and I'll see you soon.